Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and we are going to take a closer look at certain sectors that have felt the wrath or the brunt of the COVID-19 pandemic harder than others. Among those, arguably in the top five, is the gaming industry. You only have to take a look at the gaming floors and the activities here in Singapore at, say, Resorts World Sentosa or even at Marina Bay Sands to see just how difficult things have been. However, with news of a possible COVID-19 vaccine, does this lift the outlook, at least for gaming operators, as we head into the new year? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Ms. Erlyn Salim. She's a director at Fitch Ratings to discuss what the outlook is now for the gaming industry with the promise of missing COVID-19 vaccines that could help them return to some semblance of a new normal in the coming months. Ms. Salim, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still in good health and safe in these times. And welcome back to the show, ma'am.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here again.
All right. So, Erlyn, as we mentioned a while ago, these COVID-19 vaccines seem to have lifted sentiment for these battered cyclical sectors, hoping for an eventual end for the pandemic. You take a close look in particular at the gaming industry. How does this change the outlook now for the gaming industry in the Asia-Pacific region? How quickly do you think this particular sector can recover? Or how sticky do you think the downturn is going to remain, even if we start to see COVID-19 vaccines come onto the fore?
For the vaccine itself is definitely a good news for the sector. However, we believe that the impact in the sector will take time to flow through. This is because, as we know, countries are in different stages in research and studies of the vaccine. And so, therefore, we would expect distribution of the vaccine itself, once it's available, will also take time. So from our perspective, it is still a long recovery ahead, but 2021 certainly would and should look better than 2020 for the sector.
How long do you think it might be, though, before we return to pre-pandemic levels? I guess 2021 is probably maybe a bit of a long shot there. Is it going to take 2-3 years? Does Fitch have any thoughts on this?
For our internal view, we think that the recovery trajectory is within 3 years. We think it's more likely that we see a pre-pandemic level at the end of 23 or 24. And certainly 21 ramp up will be slow and gradual, with the expectation that the vaccine rollout will only happen in the second half of next year.
Interesting. We're still speaking to Ms. Erlyn Salim, the director at Fitch Ratings here in Money FM 89.3. Based on what I've also read from Fitch recently, you did compare and contrast the gaming sectors in both Malaysia and Singapore. And apparently the expectations are that Malaysia's gaming sector may recover more quickly than that of Singapore's. Can you outline the reasons why you think our neighbors up north in the causeway will actually do better than Singapore's own gaming operators?
Right. So Resorts World Genting, which is the sole operator in Malaysia, had operated mostly driven by domestic demands, because as we understand, most of the patrons there are from day trippers from the surrounding cities, including KL. And the domestic demand there is of a larger base and more resilient than Singapore, where the visitors are predominantly foreigners. So in that respect, we expect the recovery should be quicker in Malaysia. Also for the fact that we think there should be an uptick or additional demands in Malaysia for those who are unable to travel overseas. They would have to resort for their gaming or their leisure activities in the country.
We've also seen a current wave of new infections in Malaysia rise, and it has caused a lot of folks, even here in Singapore, to worry about that, especially since we do have a green lane of travel between Malaysia and Singapore. But for the gaming sector in Malaysia, how do you think this is impacting the outlook and the attempts by the Malaysian gaming sector to try and recover? Is this having an effect right now, these new infections or the rising cases, the resumption of rising cases in Malaysia?
The recurring wave of infection is indeed a key risk to our forecast, and not only in Malaysia, but also in other markets globally. We think that the measures to combat rising infection this time around should be more targeted and localized to specific areas. And so therefore, we think that the impact of these measures in the second or third wave round of recurring waves should be less acute than when compared to the first wave earlier this year. So while it should temporarily slow down the recovery, we expect, and we've also learned almost a year into the pandemic, the measure should be temporary, and we should expect some recovery once the situation is in a better control.
Fair enough. We're still speaking to Ms. Erlyn Salem, a director at Fitch Ratings here on Money FM 89.3. And now we talk about the outlook for Singaporean gaming operators in these very unusual and challenging times. Singapore's Genting operations reported a return to profitability in their third quarter. I'm sure this is something you noticed when they made the release. Now, if Singapore's gaming industry faces a tougher road to recovery, as we just talked about a while ago, does that mean that earnings and ultimately credit ratings might encounter risks, and that that brief hopeful return to profitability for Genting might have been just a flash in the pan?
We don't have a public rating for Genting Singapore at this
stage.
But of course, the profile is an important input for its parent, Genting Berhad, which we currently rate at BBB- with negative outlook. Now, the negative outlook on Berhad's rating is driven by our expectation that the company may not be able to reduce their leverage given the uncertainty around the recovery, but also because the group has a high capex commitments in the next 2 and 3 years. While for Genting Singapore, we don't think that their profile alone should impair Berhad's rating, because Genting Singapore has a very strong liquidity in a net debt position going into the pandemic. So we think that they should be able to tide through a severe downturn, at least in the near term. We see the improvement as a positive to the overall Berhad's rating, such that Singapore alone does not burn cash and does not impair the overall liquidity positions of the group.
What might a prolonged slowdown, though, mean for Singapore's gaming operators in relation to that more than 9 billion Singapore dollar redevelopment plan that was introduced, I believe, at the onset of 2019? This is something that both gaming operators have been tasked to do and have committed to doing. Something we've talked about also the last time we had a conversation, Erlyn. What do you think is this going to do now because of the continued uncertainty? Do you think this is going to actually slow down or even cause them to curtail some of these redevelopment plans?
Yeah, this commitment came at such complicated timing, I would say. But what we expect from these operators is that they should be able to time their capex such that it will not put their balance sheets under additional stress than it is today. We expect that investments should slow in 21 after they pay the land tax to the government this year. They will start to spend some next year, but we expect it to be slow given the border closures, and expectation of recovery will also be quite slow and will only accelerate in the later years toward 23 or end of 24. We also expect the redevelopment plan would also incorporate new design and safety protocols in light of the ongoing pandemic.
And finally, Erlyn, you know, what we've all noticed, and this doesn't just apply to gaming operators here in Singapore. You look at Macau, you look at the folks out in Malaysia, also even the Philippines, for instance. One thing is just how dependent gaming operators seem to be to Chinese patrons and Chinese gamers who do travel overseas and patronize a lot of these gaming operations. And Fitch's point of view, do you think this is some form of a concentration risk that the industry has to address moving forward? And is this something that they have to sort of plan towards long term to be less dependent? Or is this just something that's intrinsically part of the industry that no one will be able to really get away from? And it's a risk that, say, heaven forbid, another pandemic or another big event that keeps them from traveling will have to be able to deal with that in the future?
Right. I think gaming, as is the case with other industries, as you correctly pointed out, it's very hard to reduce reliance to the Chinese patrons. And the country will continue to be the driving force of global demands. But it is important to note, though, that in Singapore and Malaysia, there is also a baseline demand from non-Chinese patrons, such as from neighboring countries, from Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. This regional demand is likely to remain a focus for operators once the pandemic is behind us, given the proximity and convenience to travel between countries in Southeast Asia. I think Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia will continue to be an important source of market for these operators.
Fair enough. I'd like to thank Ms. Erlyn Salim, Director of Fitch Ratings, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to share their outlook for the gaming industry in the future, especially in the light of the promise of possible COVID-19 vaccines that could help lift many of these battered cyclical industries. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these very trying times, and we look forward to the next time we can have you back on the show. Have a great rest of the week ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.